And you find us here on this lovely, well, where are we today? It's a Wednesday morning. This lovely Wednesday morning, 6 April. But since we already know that detail, we're taking a look on here on the brand conversation with one of the most important things in terms of branding. Now, to understand, guys, branding is a salient exercise. It has become much of a very obvious mechanism that always features in advertising and in marketing strategies. But branding is not just about you saying, okay, we've decided on one look or on one feel or on one type of identity. It's not just where you end. It does give a form of stability. It does give a form of, what's the other word that I wanted to incorporate? A form of being predictable, because predictability allows people to understand this is the way you operate. This is the way your organization identifies itself. Whether you be an organization or whether you be someone like a celebrity or someone like a socialite. If we have to be frank, if you take a look at some of the South African socialites and celebrities, they have a branding approach. They have a branding approach. Although it's them and their stage names or their performance names, it's them. It's associated to them. And they develop, first you do with brand development, and then you maintain that branding approach. Now, innovation, guys. Yes, innovation in almost anything sort of like gets you into the next phases of, growing an idea. Because if you have an idea, whether it be on tech, or whether it be in formal business, or whether it even be at school, schools are pretty limiting in terms of, them boxing in ideas. Yeah. Let's, for example, say if you're at a home and you want to do something at home, take those three elements. Each one has the similar aspect to it in terms of innovation starts from the idea. That means idea generation. That means thinking of something. It can be you trying to improve your workflow in the office. It can be you trying to improve on a product. It can be you trying to improve on how you want to manage your cattle on your farm, on your homestead, or how you want to manage the sort of like the crop cultivation per year, the cycle, and also trying to improve certain elements, use of technology, certain changes in how you approach a job or work. It can even be you trying to, innovate your CV if you're trying to look for a new job, if you're a graduate looking for a job. It can be in all those factors, because innovation is not isolated to one arena. It's not isolated to one approach. It's not isolated to one point of departure or one setting. Innovation takes place anywhere, even in a church, guys. Even in a church. Innovation is what you actually see every day on a sports field. Now, branding and innovation should be. They should actually be in bed all day long. They should know each other. They should be married to each other. They should be almost like Siamese twins, but not Siamese twins, because I just said they need to be married. They need to know each other. They need to be in love with each other. Branding and innovation. It's not to say that you go wild with outlandish ideas. No, it's all about you implementing various innovative ways. First and foremost, what do we understand now in branding? So, branding is about generating an identity, maintaining the identity. Lastly, ensuring that the identity gets reinforced. It's one of the, very subtle things that I also learned in marketing was about you get the informative, But this is now, if you look at advertising strategies overall, it's all about informing. Then you also get the strategies that are there to generate awareness. Then you get those strategies that are there to reinforce. Then you get those strategies that are there to sort of like educate. Informing and education are two different things sometimes, guys. You have to identify a strategy. For example, let's say when this whole COVID-19 pandemic came out, it was all about the three out of the four that I've now mentioned. So you had informing, you had creating awareness, and you had educating taking place in all three. I'm taking one communication strategy that all of us have seen for the past 3 to 2 years now. This is the scenario that it looks that it began with. So first and foremost, they began with creating awareness. The creating awareness was done on a dual platform, or was done at like in a dual approach. I say dual approach because it came through from news outlets internationally, and it came through from those that are the authorities in, you know, viruses and general public health and so on. They both, you know, approached the scenario in terms of generating awareness and informing, first off. So informing and generating awareness can run, you know, alongside each other. Then the educational part started taking place. Now, the educational part, or the educating an audience, educating a public, educating a, let's say, a market even, runs alongside the informing, you know, informing a market about something. And then you, at the same time, you're also busy practicing, or actually, you know, implementing the reinforcement phase. Here's the thing, how it works with marketing, guys, especially with marketing and communication and branding, you know, all that, but it all forms basically part of the promotional element that you find under the four main pillars of the marketing realm. Promotion is entirely, strictly, you know, there are various innovative ways of promoting a product, but promotion is entirely one thing, one major thing. It's just various forms of advertising, various forms. What Franz and I just did now with, you know, just before we began formally now with the brand conversation, was I informed you. And informing you is, in a way, a short way of advertising something to you, creating an awareness point, creating a departure point, creating an element to let you know this is how it works. This is what we're going to be talking about. This is what you're going to be, you know, being involved with for today's session of the brand conversation. Now, understanding, you know, the essence of innovation is, it is clearly what we've been seeing all along for the past 4 or 5 years. What this, if you have to take a very obvious, another obvious example being this whole cryptocurrency discussion and blockchain them and so on. So, all that has involved innovation. All of it. And believe you me, guys, there will be people out there that will know the various cryptocurrencies by their hands, because, you know, by their names on the dot. And they would not see if you have to tell them, you know, there's a branding element there. Because you would have asked me, Dwight, you know, why is no cryptocurrency, why is there not like one uniform cryptocurrency? Then I would have told you the straight up answer is that each one of them has their own branding strategy. Because if you had to ask me now, you know, but a cryptocurrency is something else, I would have told you, does every single banknote, meaning money, you know, the paper money, the money note, does every single money note on the world look the same? You would have told me no. And why don't they look the same? You would have told me because each one of them is isolated to their country. And each country has done what? Has branded themselves. They've branded themselves because that's how you brand your money. Now, branding, innovation and branding. Innovation and branding, starting off with those 2 points. Now, we need to understand, guys, why is innovation essential for brand success? Before I get into like five simple, you know, like pointers that I found in terms of the branding, you know, how to keep things simple for branding innovation or innovation-related branding exercises. Now, the future of brands is always defined through new products and services that can be generated. This is true, guys. One of the aims of a business is survival. Survival. You cannot, just to explain to you something, you cannot have a, for example, let's take a crop farm. You cannot make a bumper harvest 1 year. No, let's work on actual years. Let's say you cannot have a bumper harvest in 2019. Then you have no harvest or a spoiled harvest in 2020 and then have a bumper harvest 2021. Do you know why? You can't have a system like that. Although it does happen in reality. Do you know why? For example, each one of those years had planned projects. They had planned projects. It's almost thinking like in a sense of a company that makes profit 1 year, has a loss the next year. Profit 1 year, loss the next year. It's in the same sort of like discussion, but I used a crop farm. Because the bumper harvest would have allowed you to, first and foremost, let's for example say, sell, have extra surplus to sell at a market. You had extra surplus to do X, Y, Z. But you were anticipating that 2020 would probably have been either an average harvest or just above average because the bumper harvest was above normal expectations. I say above normal because above average means that there's an average level of produce that you produce, you know, through a measured time span. And having 1 year where you don't have anything actually creates problems for the next year. The problems can be a multitude of things. Now, in terms of a business and brand success, a business is slightly different. Remember, like in agricultural factors, you can use tried and tested methods that are probably 200, 300 years old, or probably 50 years old, or you can use GMO, genetically modified seeds or crops, or you know, things that are like 10, 5, 30, 40, 50, 100, 200 years old. There are things like that. But in branding, and you don't have to brand a farm, let's understand, you know, but in branding, a company's strength, brand strength, is determined by new products and services. Why do I say this? Because first and foremost, it helps to build a brand strategy. Let's take the tech industry, for example. The tech industry has been the fastest growing industry across the world. Across the world, guys. Although you had mainstay names like Microsoft, Amazon, Alibaba is also, I think, like 20 years old now, or 15, to be honest. Yeah, they're about. Microsoft is even older. Apple is even older. IBM, you name it. All those companies had like a 10-year building period. But in the last 10 years now, between 2011, let's say 2009, because I have to count where the first Bitcoin was launched, which was 2009, 2008. Up to now, 2022, you've seen so many technologies spring up. So many, guys. So many. It wasn't long, just a few years back, when there was a craze about the BlackBerry messaging platform. That was BlackBerry's strength, if you've never seen it. You had to buy the phone in order to make use of the messaging platform. Then WhatsApp jumped up. That WhatsApp, technically, WhatsApp, WeChat, and it's WhatsApp, WeChat, and there's a third one. They technically killed off the BlackBerry messaging system, because why would I have to buy a phone to make use of their messaging platform? Why could the messaging platform, like WhatsApp, not be rolled out entirely to everyone that has an Android platform? But then you realize BlackBerry was not an Android platform. And that is what killed BlackBerry. Because in the world of tech, for example, you can bring a wonderful piece of hardware. You can have the best innovation in terms of technology in that phone. But if you isolate a specific portion of a market only to a something as simple as a messaging platform, it is a killer, guys. Exclusivity does not always help in brand innovation. Exclusivity sounded cool between 2008, up to 2013. Then the Android phones started fighting because of WhatsApp, because of WeChat. WeChat came into South Africa. They were advertising WeChat left, right, and center on banking adverts, on insurance adverts, on very weird adverts, even like alcohol-based adverts about an alcoholic problem, product. Even on things like, you know, generating awareness campaigns, they had WeChat. Then WhatsApp came in. When WhatsApp came in, first and foremost, there was an issue with the iPhone users, because they had to buy WhatsApp on the iOS store, whereas WhatsApp was free to download on the Android platform. Exclusivity does not always help with innovation and brand development. There's the one example of how a brand got killed off. Killed off. I have to use that phrase because that's what happens. You are killed off. It's a competition. Guys, when you go out there to compete with technology especially, there's two things that happens. Cannibalism. That's when a company has two brands that are competing against each other. Or you get something like the strongest will survive. The strongest are always left standing. The strongest are the ones that dominate the market. Stuff, discussions like that. For example, brand innovation can take many forms, ranging from rebranding, repackaging, product info innovation, and promotional merchandise. Now, I already highlighted product info innovation in the example regarding the cell phones and the messaging platforms. Because how do you want to advertise SMS, MMS platforms to people? People were like, yeah, but the thing eats more data, more money, more credit from me. You guys remember when MMS was brought in, then we all realized, wow, it's actually costs more to send an MMS. And then you would go like, but the MMS technology is not that user-friendly even, because it's just as cool as you just sending a normal SMS or normal text. Now, in that same sense, the service provider, which at that stage is either TN Mobile or MTC, you know, they didn't have to worry about that. Their only business plan is selling you phones and selling you contracts and selling you airtime. That's where they know they've got a gold mine, set gold mine. But the thing comes in for the cell phone maker, the guy that makes the smartphone, the hardware company. They start realizing, oh my goodness, we need to compete in terms of the software and the applications that we can allow on our platforms to run. Because Android developed, or let's say Google developed Android. Android was linked in with the Google Play Store platform. the Google Play Store. If you guys haven't realized, Google Play Store is actually, most of the things on it is actually free. Anything you have to pay for is associated or aligned with, you know,
Ushua kokusha oshikwiri rimba oshina hepero momunyo vyetu peva peyuva. Monao, po Global Parts, tunova ungure ova buike, odho nongo, nova harupu okuku vatera. Tunovitenda peke peke vyo vikwiri rimba okudhako Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, BMW, nui natuwa wedha ovitenda vyo Toyota. Wedhako omana omanene shimuna omaile no top run. Tuvadha po mura rimbui o Naismith mo Southern Industrial Area. Po Global Parts tukupa onji viro othemba ohunga no vitenda vyo vitore. Global Parts, global reach for best local advice and prices.
Now we get back from our short break and, you know, reaching the halfway point. Just at this point, I'd like to indicate, guys, you can come through. Let's have a discussion in terms of branding and innovation. This discussion, it's actually planned for part one, part two sessions in terms of today and tomorrow, for the reason that brand innovation has a multitude of examples, and you cannot isolate it to one, you know, one discussion point to one day. Now, if you don't have the studio number, it is 083-288-401, 083-288-401. On that note, I indicated to you the importance, you know, of, for the example that I used with regards to the Google Play Store. Now, anything that you've got to pay for on Google Play Store, this is one of the things that is making the Google Play Store a winner by far. For any Android-based platform, people who are iPhones, and I'm gonna knock you now. I'm gonna, you know, it's gonna be an attack on you guys. Not that ugly of an attack, but just an attack in terms of let you know. I still don't see the appeal of owning an iPhone. If most, and this is what I've heard from most iPhone and Apple users, you almost have to play. And I was not say play. You almost have to pay for almost every extension, and that was in the beginning. I don't know about it now, but the thing is, there are so many things that you have to pay for in Apple extensions. So many things. And you can see Apple's strategy. That's their product strategy, not their marketing strategy, their product strategy is to make you buy so many things where an Android phone will technically, you get your cable. These days, if you don't get earphones, your phone is compatible with most Bluetooth-based stuff. If it's not, well, then you probably bought one of the lower-end phones. Second on that is also your phone. That phone itself has, although it does not have the appeal and sort of like the legacy strength that an iPhone has, you can still use your phone 5 years max. You can still get updates, software updates and stuff like that for your phone 5 years on. Now, someone was trying to get through, but I don't know if it was a missed call, but you can still come through nonetheless. The phone lines are open in this second half of today's brand conversation. Now, stressing the importance of, brand innovation. This often happens after analysis of a brand's external and internal environment takes place. So, let's understand this, guys. It's not something that it's not an exercise that is done like at the beginning when a company starts or at the end if the company is dying. No. Brand innovation always stems from you going out and asking the hard question to your clients. So what do you think about our brand? Then they come and tell you. Well, Dwight, I didn't like your service. Well, Dwight, I didn't like your tie. Well, Dwight, I don't like the uniform you guys are wearing. Let's get this caller in. Eagle FM, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, yes, how are you doing?
Fine, how are you?
I'm all right. What do you want to share with us?
Fine, on air.
Yes, you are.
Okay, because I want to talk about something related to financial institutions.
No problem. You can do so. But do you still want to be on air?
Sorry?
Do you still want to be on air?
Okay.
No, do you want to still be on air?
Okay, then it's fine because I wanted to be on air.
No, you can speak. You can speak. Because I thought okay. you were probably asking to be off air.
No, I want to be on air.
Okay, no problem. So here is what you've got.
Yeah, because I just encountered with the new financial institution, which is dealing with the retirement and medical funds. And now they are having the new regulation, which is will be taken in place on the 1st of October 2022. That they say if you are 55 years, you will not get your pension. For you only get maybe 20-25%. Then 75 will remain with them while you're waiting for the age 55.
Can I ask, sir, is this a complaint perhaps that you want to have? Because I can take your number, then one of our reporters can call you later on, if that's fine with you. Because you're on the brand conversation. It's a totally different discussion we have here.
Okay, my number is 081.
Just hold on for me. I just want to play an ad and then I'll take you quickly off air.
Okay.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers,
limit or avoid travel, and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Now we come back from that quick ad break right there, and I see we've got there was a caller just now trying to get through. Let's get this caller through. Eagle FM, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm all right, and you, Uncle Buena?
You're not afternoon yet. Oh, I thought it's afternoon. We're about to pick up children.
That is true.
How are you doing?
I'm all right, and you, Uncle Buena?
Good. Thank you very much for this. Is now very important. You say it's part one and part two, ne?
Yeah.
And maybe God willing to be part three as well. So because I'm just saying also, I'm also attaching the importance of innovation, funding and innovation. So you innovate the idea and blind it. You market it. And you popularize it. So now to benefit you.
Yeah.
So in terms of what is it, tell me, this Android, the one that just came now, Android. What one is it? Is it from Russia or from China or from America?
It's most Google. So Google is American, Agabona.
Android, whatever.
Yeah, Android belongs to Google, and Google is American.
Oh, Google.
Yeah.
So which ones are they using as cyber attack? The Russian using as a cyber attack. Sorry for coming here. Because now I'm still going to contextualize your topic in terms of creating ideas, plans. Because you innovate, actually. That is very important because entrepreneurs and everybody actually has to innovate. How do you craft up strategies for, say, income-generating activity, yourself, or self-employment? How do you do that? How do you do that? How do you innovate an idea, something that is viable, promotable, even not to yourself, maybe not to financial institutions for now, to yourself? How do you innovate design? Yesterday we were talking about designing,
And it's how you get those two ideas together, Angabona, because you can have a wonderful idea in the head.
Yeah. Now, don't put it in action.
Now you need to put it on a piece of paper to see what it looks like. And then if the piece of paper has taken out all your obstacles, then you try to see, let's try and see if we can make a sample of the thing.
Money. Yeah.
Not money. Just you're just trying to see. So all that, all those phases so far have been expenses.
Because at the back of your mind, when you are innovating an idea, you want to create wealth, or you want to create something variable, and things like that. And I'm not going with the kind of a profit-driven kind of approach, like you are saying that, you know, some of those guys, all they want to make is money. And they forget about the social welfare of the people. I'm not talking about that one. So I'm talking about where even the people themselves have the share.
Yeah.
The shareholders. I heard of people talking about shareholding. That they can join the National Planning Commission. We're talking about those things. Those social kind of benefits, social justice. Not even direct employment. I'm just talking about direct. So those kind of ideas, innovations. So, but a lot of things must come from in that area. You understand?
Yeah.
Private sector.
And sometimes, and sometimes, like you said, Angabona, shareholding is, well, shareholding has its own sort of like explanations. But if we take away something like a community project, for example, you've got a soccer team there. Or just a soccer team for 5 year olds.
Tomatoes and other things.
Yeah.
Those are community development
projects. Yeah.
And we are saying the innovation should come. You know, so you mentioned about paper. And that is what intimidates people. You know, our people. So we are more intimidated by paper issues and things like that. We think there's a risk when you see that somebody different. So the imagination that you have about your life, about what to do and things like that, what to do with your life, that is, you have a mental picture, and that is the vision that you have, okay? Create it for yourself. And that's innovation. That's an idea. So now, if you say, that's why when people were called here by Kanzioka Mkwanyoka, that you guys, so put your papers, even in Oshuambo or Shupangari or whatever, put it down. So because you can develop from your own language, true development starts with you, knowing your language. What is it that development is all about? Is it about the elite? Like I always hear them being corrupted and characters. They suffer a lot of emotional because maybe those politicians, they understand the psychology of a comedian and things like that. So in conclusion, so what I'm saying is that let's have the idea. You have a mental picture, your ideas. You have, everybody has something. More especially for us because Africans, we have learned. We learn on, you know, practice, practical learning. Everybody knows, whether it's construction, whether it's in a traditional or modern architecture, or whatever you do it. So, but we have those things. So paper is not the only problem. Because when you say paper, they say, because you know what? There is a myth going on there, and I don't know where this myth has come from. They are talking about capital. Then you ask him, have you ever done apply for capital? No, he doesn't even know where Development Bank of Namibia is. He doesn't know NARIS. He doesn't know even anything about it. He's just telling you capital. Even those who are from university, colleges. Now, they will not give you. If you say, okay, go to Development Bank of Namibia, get the form and what? Register your business with BIPA. They will not give you. Oh my God. It's a disaster. No wonder every time they come. And we are creating, are we innovating? Are we trying to create some kind of innovators? Because you need to create people. You need to create entrepreneurs. What's our conversation and everything. So that they themselves will have lost hope and think that everything is blank and things like that. Even when it comes to, the people who do not understand that the one who are coming to explain to the people. How many people are you going to lead to hell? Thank you very much. God bless.
No problem, Angabona. Thanks for coming through.
Now, as we head into the last segment or last leg of today's program, just to let you know, we're quickly stepping into a short break. I was just a bit distracted by the ad now. Quickly stepping into a short break. After that, we're coming right back, heading into the last 12-15 minutes of today's program.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
So we come back and taking a look at this innovating a brand, or applying innovation and branding together, or maintaining branding through innovative ways. The important thing is to understand with branding, guys, is your brand is your image. Your brand is your image. It's like your identity. It's like I myself slightly updated my image or my identity by getting a new haircut. That's an element of branding. On most of my national identification, it could be I have different haircuts. But in essence, that is an update. That is you innovating yourself, your identity, getting a new haircut. Or if you change your hairstyle into something blue, purple, red, you're changing your identity as well. Now, for business, an organization, whether it be NGO or whether it be something else, community-based. Branding is also essential. I say this because people have to identify the organization. It's not a person. It's not someone that walks around and creates friendships. It's an organization. It's a organization that can enter into contracts, but it cannot marry, which is also a contract. It cannot marry nor have children, but it can enter into contracts. It can have employees. It can own property. Now, for a entity, a legal entity like a business, like an organization, like an NGO, even a government, branding is an extension of that business. That branding brings the face, develops a face, not a human face, but it just develops the face in terms of an object. Text, words, colors, language, for us humans, because we have to identify something. If you had to tell me now, if that radio station where Dwight sometimes speaks on, and the people can't guess and come to the fore of it, and they didn't know, the radio station in question, for example, is like Eagle FM. Now, what is Eagle FM's identity? It's the brand, it's the logo, it's the insignia, it's the colors associated, the objects associated to it. That's what branding dictates. Branding essentially is all about developing an identity. Let's get the next caller in for the last 10 minutes. Egan FM, good morning, or good afternoon, or good midday.
Yes, good day.
Yes, how are you doing, sir?
Right. You see, it's very interesting. But I want to take you to an area where there are possibility of innovations by the people themselves. And that can only happen if the people, if the government and the private institution bring development to the people, at least a conducive environment. Let, for example, there are farmers in a, I want to give my area where I come from, Oshana region. There is opportunity for just to any to for what to come up with innovation ways of producing even fish.
Yeah.
Or the grass, the natural grass that we have. Or you want to come up with the farming methods, whereby you move from farming with only mahangu for hand mouth, and you want maybe to do something. How can you do that?
Yeah.
You can only do that if you have, for example, electricity, you have water, you have even road.
Yeah.
To transport your product to the market. Now you find area like in Oshana where the people are farming. You hardly find, there is no provisions of electricity. That side of Oshana in Uvudia, Oshakati West, and Omunja. You hardly find these facilities.
Yeah.
Now, if, for example, I'm a farmer, I want to set up a butchery where I can slaughter my animal, refrigerate it, and then selling to the people. How can you do that?
Because
if the way you have access to electricity is 100 kilometers away from where you come from,
or even if you put the opposite, you have access to the product, but you have but your closest point of electricity is too far away.
Even if you charge my phone to market my just to be able to market my product. For example, I have groundnut, I have the maize, I have grass, I have fish that I want to sell. Maybe it's a day of harvest. How will you do that? But there are many people who have ideas.
Yeah.
Even to develop the area. You have people who are flocking, driving hundreds of kilometers to a near place where they can market. And you hardly do that because this infrastructure is not there. And you are talking about 32 years of independence.
Yeah.
Especially, and this blame, we have innovative people in that part of Oshana. And you have it from Oshivelo to Okahao. There is no road on that side. And you have a big operations which has been deprived of the opportunity even to come up with the business opportunities.
And it's not even...
We have ideas, but there's nothing. There's no way you can do anything.
Yeah, and it's not even like a gravel road that we're talking about.
Is no gravel road. It's only these village things.
Yeah.
Like now, as I'm talking to you now, there is an imminent flood that is coming. This whole population of the country is going to be cut off completely. And if you have your product like the groundnut, you beans and cow beans and all this, and these are the things that people are farming. You have cattle that you want just to bring to the market. How will you do that? You wait until that time of June, July, August there. It's when you will start. Yeah. And by that time, everything is rot.
Yeah, or everything is spoiled, or everything is...
Everything is spoiled. These things are like the cowbees, the beans.
Mm.
It's just in a
like a shed which doesn't have enough.
It's already rot. Yeah. You can't set up a refrigeration outlet.
Yeah.
But if you could have it, you can even store for the other farmers. When they harvest, they can just store them there, and then they transport them to the nearest market.
Mm.
But knowledge, it's there. It's even last time when I checked, I had a complaint even to my regional council and to knowledge.
Mm.
They are saying no, they cannot take electricity there because it will be a white elephant. That is an insult. Where you have a bigger population. People who can do even can come up with address future security in the region.
Mm.
But you are saying because you are not from there, you are saying it's a white elephant. If those people are white elephant, I don't know how the infrastructure can be a white elephant if there are people to use it.
Or even if you try to develop a market, because if you bring something to someone. And they see, wow, we can make use of this. You can generate a market.
We can do that. And the people are so prone and they are allergic to any constructive criticism. They are doing nothing.
Mm.
But when you just like rising up and making a statement like that, which I'm making now,
mm.
you will be looked as a person who is bringing confusion, apparently you are bringing confusion in the community and so on. But you are just asking something that you need,
yeah.
That your people need in the region, that the people need in the constituency.
Mm.
But our politicians, I don't know what they become. They are so allergic to any constructive criticism and they are doing nothing.
Mm.
At least, if you don't want to be criticized for not doing anything, wake up and do something. And people, when they wake up the next morning, they must see something. They must see development coming.
Yeah.
Of course, there are those who are doing a lot. There are many, many, many councillors who are doing a lot.
Mm.
And these are the people, the representative of the government. And you, I don't know how we have the expectation. Expectation for when you have leaders that you elect yourself, but they are not doing anything, bringing anything to you.
Mm. Mm. Exactly. And that's where the innovation even comes in. And people think innovation is about having fancy technology. No.
If I had a bigger fridge,
yeah.
Where if somebody maybe slaughter his or her goat,
mm.
which he don't want to sell on that day, or he want, if I have an outlet mm. where I can even refrigerate their meat when they party or something,
mm.
and they can also have a cutting machine,
yeah.
where I can cut the meat when the people are selling or even when they are having a party. The meat is not going to get spoiled.
Mm.
But that whole part of the country, it's completely robbed of this development of amenities. Because I don't know.
No, it's correct, because it's one of the basic infrastructures that innovation of anything else is built on.
Yeah, and it's a leadership that is neglecting the people.
Mm.
Negating the people, and because the people are quiet, and then they must just be suffering like that. I really don't know. Even you wait for a president to come and tell you what to do. If you're there, the people vote you to do the things,
mm.
and you are there years and years.
Yeah.
I remember there was a honorable who served for 29 years,
mm.
but. Here I am complaining. There is nothing that is there.
Mm.
What this person was doing for 29 years? If this thing that I'm talking about is not there,
And it's
you are saying 15 years or 10 years, but there's nothing that you can show that
Yes, this is my legacy. This is what I did. The person that is coming must who will take over for me. This is he can continue. Nothing. I'm going to start it from the scratch.
No, it's not.
And then you expect people must think for themselves. They must not wait for the government. How can I do anything if I? We are trying. You see, people are using generators. You see, people are using for you to serve your people in there. You must have a 4x4. But if you can have a road that can save the people, everybody could be catered for.
Exactly.
The people, you will see the bigger population participating in economic activities. You are also reducing reliance on a government.
That is also true.
I really don't understand. Sometimes, maybe government must initiate program where they can train these honorables to do things that and they can use less money, because these people, I think they don't they just understand.
Don't
understand.
Unfortunately, sir, that brings us to the end of today's program, but we can still meet up later on the business and economic. Yep.
Thank you.
No problem. Now, that brings us to the end, guys. As I mentioned, this was part one of branding and innovation. We're still going to continue on because there are steps that you can look at. If you're a branding guru or marketing guru or a consultant or someone that is a PRO, communications, marketing, and even a branding specialist in a company, let's stay tuned for tomorrow's session as well. We will take this on. For now, the On The Radar team are ready and about to make their presence. For now, we quickly head into a short break.
On The Radar, an Eagle News program that takes you beyond the streets and brings you closer to national and international breaking news as it unfolds. Tune in every Monday to Friday from 1 to 2:30.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers,
limit or avoid travel, and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.